and then you must don with your cloak that is loose fitting if you get come out. And it's better to get your cupboard rid of all those things. May Allah protect our men. Folk are also guilty of saying, no, that's what I want, that's what I like. And you know, women sometimes are lost because the men, they like they've never seen a woman before, the way they're looking. And the wife is trying to look, what is he looking at? And when she sees, she wants to be like that. But when she bees like that, she becomes a sign of Qiyamah. You see what I'm saying? So this is why it's a massive cauldron full of hot oil. Everything is dissolving inside it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ease and goodness. So a sign of Qiyamah, women, they will be turning heads and making heads turn. That's the word that's used. Today, in English language also, they say, hey, she makes all the heads turn. All the heads are turning. Wallahi, turn the heads. Allahu Akbar. Head turning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. Their heads will be like the humps of a camel. Now, the humps of a camel, obviously, this is a hairstyle. If you take a look at the internet, you will find many people saying that, oh, it's a little clip at the back of the head. If your clip is at the top of the head, maybe it might be a camel hump. If it's at the back of the head, the ulama say, perhaps, it may be, we don't know, depending on its size and why it's there. If you have someone who's got two heads, it's definitely a sign of Qiyam. You know, you have your head and a clip the size of your head on top of that. That's like, perhaps it would be in that hadith. But this hadith is more speaking about the head. رُؤُوسُهُنَّ. Their heads will be like that. Which means part of the head, the hairstyle comes. And we've seen it. If you take a look at some of the hairstyles, wallahi, you will see a woman with hair that is absolutely pathetic. But they consider it the in thing. Allah protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our sisters the ability to don the hijab. My sisters, if you have a clip, if it's a small size, medium size, alhamdulillah. If it is there to hold your scarf, alhamdulillah. Don't put it at the top of your head. Put it at the back. And don't let it be too big that it juts out like it looks like another backside at the top of your head. Allah protect us. Yes, we need to understand and realize. If the hadith says something, let's try not to be from amongst those who are described here. Then the Prophet ﷺ speaks about people who will have whips, whipping each other. Whips like the tails of the ox. The ulama have spoken a lot. The most interesting explanation I came across is by an alim of today's age who says there is some sexual misbehavior called BDSM. If you've come across it, they tie the partner or the spouse and they wear leather and they have these whips. They whip each other and so on. Prophesized by the Prophet ﷺ as a sign of Qiyamah. If you don't know about it, thank Allah. If you know about it, you still need to thank Allah that it's a sign of Qiyamah and you've heard about it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and grant us safety, and may He grant us all goodness. Remember, when we are intimate with our spouses, it's actually an act of worship. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us be human and be sane, and may He protect us from animal behavior and that which is unacceptable in the Sharia. Then another sign of Qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about, I've already said, lots of death, mass death, and sudden death. A person is healthy, next thing he's gone. What happened? Sudden death. So much of it that it's shocking. It's a sign of the hour. It is happening now. Then the Prophet ﷺ says, the marketplaces will come near, very, very near to one another. So much so, they will enter the home. Today you want to buy anything. What do you have? It's called bid or buy in this country. In other countries, it's called eBay. You just log on the net and it's delivered home. How do you pay? Swipe a card. Allahu Akbar. That is prophesized. There is another hadith. The Prophet ﷺ prophesizes the fitna of the satellite dish. Do you know how? He says, a time will come when the fitna will be beaming from the skies. These are the words used by him. Subhanallah. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu memorized the words and passed them. Today we see it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us savior. The fitna is being beamed from the satellite stations in the skies. Did you ever know that? The Sahaba radiallahu anhu did not understand exactly what that meant. They narrated it to us. We can see. What are people using satellite dishes for? They're using it for fitna and haram. In most cases, what is the internet for? Where is it based? What is happening? People are using it for haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who can use it for halal. And may Allah make us from those who can benefit from it so that it can be a means of our hidayah and guidance rather than a means of destruction. Take a look at this issue of nakedness that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about as a sign of the hour. There will be nakedness. You know, nakedness includes pornography. And take a look at the statistics of pornography on the globe. The Muslim countries have the largest subscribers to pornography on the globe. Have you known that? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. It reduces the respect of the opposite sex in your eyes. It reduces the sweetness of your own halal intimacy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about people not wanting to know their own relatives. I want qati'atul rahim, which means you cut relations with your own brothers and sisters. We touched on it earlier, but it is a sign of the hour. And the neighbor will be the worst person, whereas a neighbor is supposed to be the best person. Then you have another sign of the hour. The old will begin to look young. Wallahi, that hadith, today I looked at it and I thought to myself, look, for your information, if I'm looking young, I've just clocked 35, 37, so just relax. May Allah grant us goodness and ease. You know, people say, hey, you know what, this guy must be about 50, 60. Wallahi, take it easy. You know, don't blame us for things we haven't done. If you take a look, if you take a look at today, you have the creases of the face that can actually be reduced and taken out. So you find a man 70 years old, he comes back to you the next day and he looks like a 12-year-old, 15-year-old, or perhaps 30-year-old. This is prescribed, or should I say prophesized, in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says that there will be a time that will come when the old people will begin to look young because of what they do. They will do something that makes them look young. You take a look. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us. I don't want to dwell too much on it. Then there is another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, a time will come when a man will be honored and respected only because the people honoring him and respecting him are fearing the backlash if they don't do that. They worried about the harm this man can cause. They know he's evil, but they smile at him. Hey, how are you? What's happening? Hey, this guy is the man. He's the boss. He's the this. He's the that. And they respect him so much, they hate his guts. The only reason they're respecting him is because they are fearing, if I don't do this, he can harm me. Wallahi, it's happening in society today. Another sign of Qiyamah. There will be lots of business. And assert, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, a group of people will control the business on the globe. Subhanallah. We can cry when we read this prophecy. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's a hadith mentioned in Sunan al-Nasa'i by Amr ibn Taghlib radiallahu anhu. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the pious people will disappear. And then he begins to say, or he says, those who are the worst of society will be the leaders of the society. Those who are the scum will be considered the top brass. Those who have nothing will be considered heroes. Today a man can kick a ball and he is the biggest, most popular person on the globe. Why? Because he can kick a ball. He doesn't know anything. May Allah protect us. Another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, there will be many people, literacy will increase. So there are two narrations. One says literacy will increase, everybody will be able to read and write. Then there will come a time when people will not be able to write. Listen to this prophecy. Because everybody will be able to write and read, then they will be overtaken by a computer or by whatever typing. So now they can't write anymore. It's happening today already. People talk to a device. The people are typing, but you tell them to write, you cannot read anything because they don't know how to write. A time will come when writing will be insignificant because you won't need it. So this is a prophecy on the dot by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, people will be able to read and write, then they will be able to only read without writing. Allahu Akbar. Take a look at this. Then he says, people will be literate, but they will be ignorant. Which means what they have is not knowledge, it will be ignorance. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks about how lies will be spread so much so that lies will be considered true and the truth will be considered lies. The people who are honest will be considered dishonest and the dishonest will be considered honest. Until a time comes when there will be so many difficulties, when a man passes a grave, he will hope that he was the one who died because of the amount of trouble and problems that the world will have at the time. So much so, the hadith says, if death was being sold, people would want to buy it. That's what the Prophet ﷺ says. Then he speaks about some of the wars that will take place. Some of them have already taken place. There will be a war with the Romans, a war with the Jewish people between the Muslims and the Jews and so on. It is being spoken about in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about how his own ummah will follow the trends of the Christians and the Jews. He says it clearly. لَتَتَّبِعُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ وَذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ حَتَّى وَلَوْ سَلَكُوا بِكُمْ جُحْرَ ضَبٍّ لَسَلَكْتُمُوهُ. You will begin to follow the trends of the people of the book before you. Even if they were to run into a hole of a reptile, you would run straight into that hole with them. Today, take a look at the way we talk, the way we walk, whatever we like and dislike, the way we dress, the way we want to be educated, the way we want to be known. Everything happens to follow the trends of the West, the trends of the kuffar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to believe or to understand and realize that we can take whatever is good, but whatever contradicts Islam, we're supposed to leave it at bay. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. A few more points inshallah. I know I have overshot slightly, but by the will of Allah, I've actually written these points down, so I think I should share all of them with you so we can have one solid talk where we can go home and start thinking about how fortunate we are to have all these prophecies, and at the same time learn a lesson for ourselves that we should not be moving signs of Qiyamah. The hadith says, Al-Amana, which means when a person entrusts someone with something, that person will consider it his own property and he won't give it back. So you go to someone, listen, my 5,000 rands, I'm going, I just need you to keep it. When you come back, you say, what 5,000 rands? I used it. Allahu Akbar. It's gone, it's mine. It's a hadith. Then you know Qiyamah is near. Then there will come a time when people will be very stingy, even though they will be very rich. So much so, we spoke to you about how people will not accept zakat, but people will not want to give zakat even though they are so rich. I think sometimes we have got to that stage where today, in order to raise funds for a powerful cause, we have to have a fundraising dinner. Allahu Akbar. Fundraising dinner. I still believe it's an insult upon the community and the wealthy of the community to have to stoop so low as to tell people, you know what, come, you pay for a plate of food, we're going to raise money for some orphans. Wallahi, where are the Muslims to look after those orphans? Who wants to build their Jannah? Come and donate a million. I was in a community a few weeks ago and I said, Subhanallah, the money that the rich or even the poor of the community that they have spent in the casino last month alone, come and put an equivalent amount here. We will never ever need funds again for the deen. Do you know that? Every month, put aside what you used in the casino last month. The people who are going there, go and take stock of the Muslims that are there. Whatever amount they've blown there, come and give it to the deen. See what happens. Allahu Akbar. I know of people who have lost 90 million in a casino one shot. They were not prepared to give 90 rands to an orphan. May Allah safeguard us. This is a red button. Like I always tell people, you know, our bread is not buttered by anybody here, so we can say the facts. May Allah protect us. May He grant us goodness. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks also about how people's houses will be as though they're going to live forever. So they will be beautified with the latest technology, the latest everything. But my brother, my sister, your abode is the grave. Your abode is the akhirah. You built a beautiful home which is voice control, not even remote control. Subhanallah. You go into the kitchen and you say, water, boil, and the water starts boiling. Allahu Akbar. Have you seen it? It's there. I'm not joking with you. My sisters must be excited. No, don't give orders to me. I'm not a sales rep. Remember, we are doing that for our homes. What about, what have you done for your palace in the Akhirah? Have you spent money equivalent to that? No. Have you spent half of that? No. Your house was 8 million. Have you spent 4 million for your qabr? No, we haven't. We had to have 200 or 300 rands that we had to get food in return of for a dinner in order to force us to give a cause where the Muslims were drowning and they had to call for that. May Allah protect us. Where are the wealthy amongst us? I challenge those who are seated in front of me. From amongst you, is there nobody who can come up, stand up, go to the school and go to the cause and say, you know what? Everything is on me. Forget about everyone else. Allahu Akbar. Anyone? Wallahi, your Jannah will be there if you do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can't do the whole thing, at least a small thing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness. Then there is a sign of Qiyamah today that I read that made me cry. You know, we've just completed Hajj. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says There will come a time when there will be no one going for Hajj. Nobody, nothing. No Hajj. Allahu Akbar. Whether it is for purposes of war or whatever other purpose it is, only Allah knows. La yuhajj bil bayt. There will be no Hajj to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine, sign of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prophesied many other points. He speaks about how a person will not want to be an imam to the degree that you won't find an imam and a muadhin in the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People won't want to be the imam. What is the reason? Maybe because the trustees might be hard. Maybe because these people don't have qualifications. Maybe because of the sins of the people. Whatever it is, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the respect of the imams. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us respect of the muadhineen. There is a hadith which says there will come a time when the powerful people will eat up the weak people completely. You see it happening today. A man has a business. When another man wants to open a small business similar to that, he says, no, you must buy from me, otherwise I block you. He goes to the big supplier and he says, you see that small boy? If you supply him, I'm not going to buy from you. You don't supply him. So that small man who was making 1,000 rands a month is now blocked by the big man who is making 1,000,000 rands a month. Why? Because he's a big boss. So this is what the hadith says. The big will begin to devour the small. Do not be selfish when it comes to sustenance. Yours is going to get to you. You know what one narration says? Your wealth that you are going to use is written. So if you have, you will definitely get that. If you have more than that, it may go to some of your heirs. And if you have much more than that, it can only be used for fitna, unless you have piety. Allahu Akbar. So if you don't have piety and you got a lot of wealth, it will only be used for your children to fight each other and for that wealth to be a means of your destruction. The Quran says it. فَلَا تُعْجِبَكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ. Do not let their children and their wealth amuse you and impress you. Allah says, we are going to use their children and their wealth to punish them in the dunya. May Allah not make us from amongst those. Then the Prophet ﷺ has also prophesied the vehicles that we are driving today. He says there will come a time when the conveyance will be so comfortable and it will be so cozy that it will come right to the door of the masjid and the person will leave it. It will be effortless, complete effortless. The words used in the hadith, today the ulama have clearly said, it describes this conveyance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us every form of goodness, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our doors. I want to quickly move through 4 or 5 of the major signs of Qiyamah. And that inshallah will be a topic of discussion at some later stage inshallah. One of the first signs is Al-Mahdi, who is a religious person, a scholar, a pious person, who is from the family of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will appear one day when the ummah is in great turmoil and turbulence, and he will appear in Mecca, and at the same time he will be helped and assisted, and that is the time when a little bit of authority will return to the ummah, and that is the time when some form of peace and stability will return to the ummah. We then have the issue of the Dajjal, the Antichrist, the one-eyed, and that he will appear after that. Thereafter you have the Prophet Jesus, may peace be upon him, who was taken up by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will return to the earth as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter you have Ya'juj and Ma'juj, nation of two people, or should I say two people, two little nations, two little groups of people, short people, who will be able to travel the earth within a flash. They will spread lots of vice and corruption and chaos on the earth. Then you have one of the last signs of Qiyamah is when the sun rises from the west. And when that happens, then there is no more Tawbah. And the Prophet ﷺ says, that will only happen when there is nobody on earth saying, Allah, Allah. Not one person will mention the name of Allah on earth. So people will either be Satanists or they will be everything else. But there will be nobody saying, Allah, Allah. Today, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We speak about Him. We are here in order to listen to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophecies that he had given Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us goodness, to grant us a lesson. I have mentioned as much as I can. If you would like to go into the books, there is a very good English book that is well presented, written by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Arifi. It is called The End of Time, or The End of the World and the Signs. You will find it. It is available even in this country in some of the Islamic bookstores. That is a book where a lot of what I have said is made mention of. The Arabic of it has more than the English of it. So if you speak Arabic, that would be interesting. Then there are two Arabic books that I used as well in order to research for this evening, over and above what I've just mentioned. One is a book called Ashraat al-Sa'a, which means The Signs of Qiyamah, written by Sheikh Yusuf ibn Abdullah al-Wahbil. And the other is also a book with the same title, Ashraat al-Sa'a, The Signs of Qiyamah, written by Abdullah ibn Sulaiman al-Ghafiri. So these are the books. Whatever I have said, you will find it in there. I have not said anything that is not in those particular books. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us, to grant us goodness. Until we meet again, we say, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad, subhanallah bihamdih, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.